Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I can't think of a better way than to start the show with two confessions right off the bat.
Felt like it was a good start to the show, man.
We got drama. Okay, let's start with our producer, Rebecca.
Just a little minor confession, like a little itty bitty one. So here's the tea. If you saw me or spoke to me at all between, say, like the hours of 6 to like 10:45 a.m. this past Monday morning, I just want to let you know that I was high as hell.
on what?
Okay, so listen. Well, as Kristen says, listen.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions like, how come you didn't share?
Yeah. So it was an accident, but it was my fault.
Well, that's kind of...
Yeah.
That's why
the accident was the best one.
So you guys get like the Sunday scaries, right?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love this job, but like before you come back from after a break, do you feel like the Sunday scaries are like significantly worse?
All right, so for those 1,000%. That don't know what the Sunday scaries are, go ahead and define them.
It's just like that feeling of like doom, kind of like the Sunday before you have to clock in back at work.
So this doesn't
like vacation blues like that?
Yeah. Like my Sunday scaries, like after the holiday break, were like clinical. Like, I love this job, but I was like, I had been staying up till like 2:30 in the morning, the blue light of my phone, like as high as it can go in my face, watching like Nosferatu thirst traps on TikTok. I was like, how am I going to be able to get to sleep on Sunday and be like a functioning member of this show?
I don't know what was in the air, but I'm right there with you. I was feeling as where. Love what I do for a living. Yeah. Love what I get to do. But for some reason, this past Sunday, and it's not vacation blues, like missing vacation, because I didn't like go anywhere, you know, fancy. And I went to Kentucky and saw family. And I was pretty much, I was actually ready to have a break from my kid because, you know, kids have been home for 2 weeks. But it was more of like, well, I remember to know what to do, what I do. I got to set the alarm for, you know, 5 a.m. It's like, and then everything just starts to pile. And then before you know it, you're laying there in bed on Sunday night, wide-eyed and awake, like, I don't want to go to work.
I start to wean back into our regular time, like 2 or 3 days before we have to be here. Because I'm a veteran and you're a rookie. Yeah. And I've done this so many times that if my body clock is off, that happens to me every single Sunday. So what I do is 2 days or 3 days is I refuse to do that too.
Yeah.
Because you're eating into my vacation time.
Yeah. No, every minute.
I understand.
Everyone.
I understand.
Yeah, that would be smart. Yeah, that was the night I was facing, just like knowing it was going to be like 3 o'clock or something, and my eyes were just going to be like open. So I had a bright idea, and that idea was to rely on modern medicine. So I decided to take a couple gabapentin. And if you don't know what gabapentin is, it is a nerve pain medication. Mm. So it was prescribed to me. And it's not anything crazy. Like, I don't want you to think I'm, like, taking, like, opiates or something, like, the night before, like, I go into work or something.
You aren't popping Oxy.
No, I'm not, like, popping pills like that.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. Anyway. But it's, like, I had nerve pain before. It was pretty mild. And I would take a couple. And the only thing that would ever really noticed from taking it was that it would knock me right out. Like, it would put me to sleep. So I thought to myself, I haven't taken it in a while. I have my last dose left. What if, as a treat,
a little snack,
just a little snack the day before I come back?
Do your noise. A little. Oh.
I just take a couple. And I go right to sleep.
Yeah, doctors love when you take medicine that's prescribed for something else for something else.
A little misabusing your medication is fine.
And I would also maintain doctors are pushing drugs on us for stuff we don't need also. But you know what? Anyway.
Valid point.
Okay.
Touché.
So I went right to sleep. I woke up in the morning. I sit up in bed. I kind of like lick my finger and put it up in the air. And I'm like, that ain't right. Because, like, okay, I'm sober now, but I went to art school. Like, I've done drugs. So I was not unfamiliar with the feeling that I was feeling. I just was, like, kind of out of it and just feeling loopy. But I was, like, I was fine. Like, I was fine to drive to work, and I was totally cool. And I was, like, whatever. Like, this is an unpleasant feeling. But, like,
brain fog.
I'll get through it. It's cool. So I get to the studio. I walk in, and Kaylee greets me with his normal greeting for after a vacation, which is, God bless him, very loud.
Enthusiastic yes. to see everybody. And it's like your dog that yes. hasn't seen you in a week. And you walk in the door, and the dog's, like, wagging his tail. And I think he probably peed on himself.
Yes. And I honestly, I find it delightful, but it does include singing there she is, Miss America, at me, which I love usually, but at the moment I was like, oh God. And I sit down and I'm like, I cannot get through the day just feeling so weird. So I had another bright idea, which is I'm going to offset this feeling by drinking as much coffee mm-hmm. as I can, chugging my entire tumbler of coffee. Guess what that was, Kristen?
What?
A mistake. Not 10 minutes later, I look up and I realize that every single side effect that I had previously been experiencing, they were 10 times worse.
Now everything's amplified by the caffeine.
I'm looking at my hands and I'm like, I'm pretty sure those are mine. But I don't know if I can be certain.
I've had this battle before a lot, actually. Over the years, I have always said that this isn't a hard job. It's just a taxing job. And for me, it's the time balance. And I've done this before also. Over-medicating at night with something to put me to sleep. And then I wake up in the morning. And then I overstimulate to try to balance it all out. And you're all jacked up, man. It's a rookie mistake.
It was over for me from that point. I think I messaged Jackson. I was like, what is my job? Can I write titles? When I was doing the Best of the Burt Show, I was like, I'm not certain I can read. Like, I think I messed up on Abby's name and I was like, they know.
They know.
Know.
Oh, I remember when you did that.
Yeah. And I couldn't stop giggling. You it was
on,
over.
Yeah, because you were on air. You did a break.
Yeah.
We did the whole end of like the Best of Awards.
Bless.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
We have forgiven you for your medical sins.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kristen, double up here.
Yeah.
Another confession.
Double up. All right. So, you know, we collect and gather personal stories over our vacation to share when we come back to work. I'm not going to say I hid this one on purpose, but I found it very ironic that, you know, 3 days back from vacation, it's like, oh, I forgot to share this little thing that happened while we were gone. And like Rebecca, it is small and it is minute, but in order to do my husband justice, I felt I needed to come clean to everybody in studio.
I think Abby set the bar pretty high for us yesterday on stories that we are willing to share, even though we have thoughts of like not sharing them when she almost pooped into a Walmart bag.
Yeah, I don't know if clean is the right word I would use for this. So coming clean is not the right terminology.
No, you were definitely not coming clean. You were coming something else. The best
no,
part,
I wasn't.
Yeah. The best part was, yes, she's going to poop in a Walmart bag. in a Bucky's parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best,
in front of a crowd.
Aspect of that story. But I got in a car accident over the holidays.
What?
So if you see my husband's truck, there is a massive dent in the back bumper. And he did not do it. Because I know when I'm on the road and I see cars with dents, I stay clear of them because I'm like, bad driver, bad driver. Because I don't want to be anywhere near them. That's just my mentality. So people are going to be seeing my husband's big old GMC truck with this massive dent in the back bumper thinking, that guy sucks at driving. When in actuality, it's his wife.
All right. So what are the deets? And I'm sure you're totally and completely innocent and it was the other driver's fault.
I hit a telephone pole.
Oh.
What?
It was the telephone pole's fault.
Did you beep it or honk to get out of the way?
No.
Did just put it there?
And it didn't move?
That son of a bitch came out of nowhere. So what happened was, and this was right when we first got to Kentucky, like the second day we were in Kentucky, I took my mom and my son on an annual lunch date to the Kentucky Castle. Yes, they're in Versailles, Kentucky, not Versailles. We call it Versailles because we fancy. There is a full-blown castle. A man built a castle, and now they've turned it into like an event space, a hotel, a spa, and a restaurant.
This is Kentucky. You sure it's not a White Castle hamburger?
No, it's not. Those exist. Those exist, and they're delicious. No, you look it up. It is a legit castle.
It's giving medieval times. Like, yes. It looks like somebody went down to Orlando, saw the dinner and a show, was like, I'm going to put that in Kentucky and put a pool in it.
I'm trying to remember the history behind it. I think a guy was trying to impress a girl or something like that, but he ended up, it's a long story. But there's a freaking castle. So we go, we have brunch at the castle, take our photos, and we're coming back. And, you know, my mom is a woman of a certain age. Her driveway has the itsiest bitsiest of an incline. And she's like, don't bother pulling in the driveway. Just let me out and I'll walk down. Because we got an Airbnb literally next door to my mom. This is where we're staying for the vacation. We can walk down to her house. And I'm like, absolutely not, Sheila. I am pulling in the driveway and I am parking your ass right by the front door, okay? So we come, we pull in the driveway. Mom gets out. Hey, all right, we'll see you after nap, blah, blah, blah. So I'm backing out. Now, listen, I'm used to my car, and when my back bumper gets close to something, I get the beeps.
Yeah.
I got the backup camera, and I get the beep, 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 beep. My husband's truck is older. It doesn't have that. But again, just backing out of a driveway. So I back out of the driveway, and there's a little bit of a bump at the top, so you kind of have to give it a little bit of gas to get over that bump. And I gave it a little bit of gas. Maybe gave it a little bit too much gas. And when I say, Jimmy and I are in the truck, we both went, boom, boom.
Did it startle him?
Yes. Yeah. He's like, Mama, what was that? And I'm like, no way. I just hit that telephone pole behind me. And I look to make sure the telephone pole is still there because that's how hard I hit that thing.
Wow.
And so now we drive next door and pull in the driveway. And I get out, and it is a cavernous dent in that back bumper. And what's even better is my husband was standing on the front porch and witnessed the entire thing. He saw the whole thing, and he couldn't see the back end. He thought I slammed on my brakes, and that's why the car jolted so I wouldn't hit the pole. And I get out and I go, I am so sorry. He's like, did you hit it? And I was like, yeah. And we walk to the back of the truck. I'm an idiot.
He's the witness of bad luck. Your truck, and he was there when I slammed the boat into the dock. He is like, he's like the Grim Reaper of transportation.
See, it's not our fault. It's his fault.
He calls
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. 2025 is not the year that I plan on accomplishing a lot of goals, but it is the year that I'm setting myself up to accomplish some major life goals in 2026. One of my big goals for 2026 is to buy my first property. It's not something I ever thought I would do alone or thought I'd be financially capable of doing, but I decided to start investing for a chance to grow my money. And Acorns is something I've started using as a tool to invest. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing your money, so it has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't got to be rich. I think I was investing like $3 a month this year. Head to acorns.com/Burt Show or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It wasn't that long ago that the TV show Nobody Wants This took the country and the world and social media by storm. And a lot of it had to do with this one scene where Brody's character grabbed Kristen Bell's character by the face, made her put her ice cream down, and gave her a big old smooch on the lips.
To control the whole situation. Women were swooning.
People were swooning. People were freaking out.
It was a good kiss. It's not like it was graphic or it was overtly sexual. It was just so perfectly sweet and romantic. It wasn't sweet. It was just so perfectly romantic.
Yeah, but you have to remember it is Hollywood, because I know in my world, if I ask my girl to put her ice cream down, she go, "What the hell are you talking about? I'm not putting it anywhere. I'm eating this thing.
I'm like, gonna melt." I'm like, wait, what are you trying to say? Wait, what are you trying to say, sir?
I'm saying she likes ice cream.
You see how quick you can get on this?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see her body shame her like that?
Yeah.
Really awkward. Yeah. So anyway, Adam Brody and Leighton Meester, they're married. So Adam Brody, of course, is starring in this TV show. Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl is married to him. And they're out on the Golden Globes red carpet. And there's this one interview that's going viral, kind of for all the wrong reasons, for actually the beginning of it, which I believe I cut out of this clip. It's from Access Hollywood, and the interviewer is asking Leighton about how she felt about that kiss. And at one point, like, the interviewer like tries to grab her face, and Leighton is literally like, "Stop, this is why we don't do interviews." And she asked how she felt about Adam Brody giving another woman a kiss of that caliber.
How do I feel about the kiss?
I think it's great. At home behind the scenes.
Oh.
Like, she taught me. I mean, you know.
There you go. Everything he knows.
She gets the good stuff. That's not even like the A material.
So basically, like, we think this is like the best kiss ever, but really in their own marriage, it's a lot better behind the scenes.
I know, like, in the moment when you're on the red carpet, you're asking questions, like, you know, it may sound good in your head, but then after like asking that question of her, he's an actor. Like, what do you mean? What do you think of the kiss? That seems like that just felt like a gotcha kind of question to ask her. And I kind of felt that from her response when she was like, what do you mean? Well, what about the kiss?
I think Dax Shepard was asked the same thing about Kristen Bell. Or he just volunteered it on his podcast.
Well, they didn't specifically ask about the kiss. They were asking about their chemistry, like how, like, you know, something like that. And also on a podcast, it feels different than when you're on a red carpet.
I think I would have asked it, to be honest with you. How do you felt about it?
I get where you're coming from, because I feel like you're not supposed to feel anything, right? It's supposed to be a professional situation of where you're just doing your job.
Yeah, but
so how do you answer that?
But if you're on the outside looking in and you're their significant other and you're watching that kiss, I'm feeling a certain way, even though I know this is how she or he is getting paid.
So, like, in your head, you're feeling like, I'm Jennifer Aniston, and that's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie on Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I gotta be honest, I'm probably feeling a little way about it. I know nothing's going on behind the scenes, but man, those lips are mine.
I wouldn't admit it, but I would feel it.
Don't you think, though, like, if that were your profession, too, you would understand it? Like, we've done quote-unquote role-playing on this show where you and Kristen aren't married, you know, and I'm sure your girlfriend doesn't think twice about it because she gets it. So when you're an actor, you get it. And honestly, I agree with you. I thought it was a really lazy question for the red carpet. It felt like a gotcha moment, and it felt like they were trying to get some headline out of, oh, Blair Waldorf or Leighton Meester, you know, is jealous of Kristen Bell.
So she was trying to do her job. Because, I mean, that's what they're there to do.
Yeah, I guess they are. But as a journalist, I just expect more. Like, find
you
a
shouldn't.
New angle.
That's the problem.
Yeah. They got a job, and it was handled well.
And I think what's tough about it is it really does depend on who you're asking, because any other person, maybe if they were in a better mood or if they hadn't been asked that question 1,000 times, may have had a more interesting and better response to it. But I think at this point, Leighton is probably sick of people saying, how do you feel about your husband kissing another woman? That she's like, really, are we still on this?
Speaking of like bad questions to ask on the red carpet, did you see what that one reporter asked Ariana Grande?
No.
What?
This is, and it's so random. And it just seems like, why on the Golden Globes red carpet would you ask somebody this? They asked if her grandmother was still alive.
Wait, what?
Yes, because she had this beautiful thing on social media where she flew down to see her grandma and they watched Wicked together because her grandmother was the one that took her to Wicked on Broadway, and they have like this massive, like her and her grandmother have this beautiful relationship, and they're on the red carpet, and she, you know, she had posted about this a couple months ago or whatever when the movie came out. And the reporter's like, is your grandmother still alive? And I'm like, what?
That's a wild way to phrase it.
Why would you ask that? Because Ariana Grande fans are like living. Of course, sure. She handled it gracefully and she, you know, was fine. But they were all just like, why the hell would you ask her that question?
How do you transition after the person says no?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
It's over. Where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Now what?
All right. Justin Baldoni's attorney says he's ready to sue Blake Lively into oblivion. I'm going to tell you what evidence he plans to expose on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So Mo has teased us by telling us that when he was in Thailand, a complete stranger comes up to him and offers cash for your woman.
That's exactly what happened. And it's funny how it happened, because I was literally just having a conversation with my lady. We were sitting in like this. We go out and we're at this really nice restaurant and this live band, and we're just having a good time. And she asked me, she was like, do you ever think like that trouble just seems to follow you somehow? And this is like right before this happens. And I was like, it's funny you say that, because that's been a thing my entire life. Like, I don't know what it is. But I always make a joke that I'm like the best in the world at minding my business. Like, I stay to myself. I stay in my lane. I don't bother anybody. But for some reason, the universe just not appreciate that.
You're being tested, man.
I'm being tested all the time. And I kind of felt this coming. It was almost like I saw it play out, even though it just seemed so surreal. Because these guys, it's like a group of 4 guys. And I see them walk in. And in order for them to get to their section, which they clearly had like the best section in this place, it was pretty obvious that they had spent some money to have a good time.
So it's like VIP of VIP.
VIP of VIP, exactly. And so they have to walk past our section to get to their section. It was something about the way that this guy looked at my lady and then looked at me. But I didn't think too much of it. I just thought like, okay, he thinks that she's attractive. And he probably sized himself up with me. Men do it all the time,
sure.
Right? Cool. But I noticed it, right? So they send drinks over to the table.
For you and her?
That was the thing. It was just like they just dropped off. It was like a bottle. Mm. And it was just like a bottle of champagne. And it was like from this. So I don't know. I don't know these men. I don't know what message this is supposed to send. But I'm like, okay, cool. Thank you.
You know, this isn't uncommon. Like, it happens in like Vegas. If there are people that are hanging out in VIP, they will send the bottle on over. But I don't know that I've ever seen it sent to a couple.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For like throuple situations.
Right. So.
Because Cassie and I, remember that couple that came up to us when we were in Vegas for one of the Billboard Music Awards? We were at that sushi joint in the restaurant before we were going to go see Britney Spears. And that man and woman came over and sat with us.
Yes.
And it was very apparent that they were fishing for a little something. Like, they were in Vegas to play and not the slots.
They were there to play the sluts. So,
is there a part of you that's like afraid to drink the champagne? Because you're like, what does it mean if I, if is are we accepting if we drink it?
Oh, yeah. Is that your way of nodding me like, hey, we're into this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I definitely didn't drink the champagne. I didn't, it wasn't that I was afraid. I just was like, yeah, whatever this is, I don't want any part of it. So I just said thank you politely and kept going about my night. What made it even more odd was when they went to leave, they like walked past us and they weren't necessarily close to, enough to for me to say like thank you or anything, but they were close enough to kind of look. And he still had this just this stare like he was just locked in. And so I looked at her. I'm like, you feel the way this dude is looking at you? And she's like, nah, I don't feel it. But I know she did.
Yeah, right.
But it was like, okay. So then they walk out. Not a wave, not a hello, nothing. That was it. That was, I'm thinking, okay, that was very odd. I'm thinking that's where the story ends. So now when we go to leave, the way that this, I can't remember the name of it. I think it's called Bangola Street. And it's like, it's a walking street. It's a strip. And it's just bar on top of bar. And it's just like a party strip. And everybody's just having a good time. And sure enough, we go to leave. And so we're walking towards the end of it. And it's just me and my lady. We're pushing through the crowd. And I see the guy. And it's very clear at this point. I don't know what happened between him buying that us that bottle and then between then and now. But now he's like, he can barely walk straight. Uh-huh. He seems to be so intoxicated. And it's four of them. Two of them seem really drunk. Two of them seem kind of like, okay. So then he starts approaching us. So in my head, I'm like, he's definitely walking towards us right now. And he makes a beeline. And so I grab her and I try to position her to be on the other side of me because he's coming from my left side. So I position for her to be on my right side, like behind me.
Good call. Mm-hmm. You want to be in between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then he comes to me and he goes, hey, can I talk to you? Or something like that. Can I holler at you? Something like that. And so then at first I'm like, I'm like apprehensive about it. I'm like, what's up? So then he tries to like grab my neck. And then that's when it went from like, okay, we just having a conversation to what is going on here. So when he tries to grab my neck, I remove his hand. And I'm like, you can talk, but don't touch me. Like, just don't, I don't know who you are. Like, don't touch me. So then he goes, okay. But he's clearly like, he's so drunk, but he's like, okay. I'm sorry. I won't touch you. So then he's just like standing there. So I'm like, what do you want? What's like, yeah.
You came over here to us.
Yeah. Like, what? Get to it. What's happening here? So then he goes, it's as if he's looking at me in a way where he's trying to figure out how to say it. And then so I'm standing there. And then before he says anything, he like reaches his hand out to try to touch my lady's arm. So now I'm like, I'm starting to think somebody pulling a prank on me. So then
I
swat his arm again. Like, what are you doing, man?
This is an awful situation unfolding because you're in another country also. And the last thing in the world you want to do is get into any kind of problem at all.
Anything.
Where it can get out of hand. And it's very different when you're a local and you get into a fight versus being a tourist. So you're in all sorts of danger right
now. Man, all of this is running through my head because if I get arrested and I got to go to jail, my lady's out here alone. I'm thinking about all of this, but I can't let her anything happen to her. I'm like, what? I don't know how to handle it. So I'm in the middle of it. And then he goes, all right, how much? Just like that. So I said, what?
You said, how much for me to beat your ass? is that what you're asking?
Because it's on the house. In a minute, it's about to be very free.
You're like, $3.99.
So he goes, can you come? I'm not going to touch you. But just can you come close? I'm like, I'm not coming any closer. I can't let you get any closer to me. You already in. It's uncomfortable how close you are now. But I guess he didn't want to say it.
Out loud.
So then I kind of motioned because she was like in the mix. And in my head, now the other two guys are like coming towards us. And so now I'm making sure I'm not surrounded. I got my back to like the wall so that no one can be behind me. And I'm telling her, I'm like, just give me 20 feet. Like just, and she's like, no, I'm standing right next to you. And I'm like, you cannot do that. I don't know what I'm about to have to do. So she backs up a little bit. And then he like, now he gets a little closer to me and he goes, is she yours or is she of the night?
Well, it is Thailand and that happens quite a bit.
So I, at that point, I don't know if this dude is genuine or if he's, I don't know what. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fam, that's practically my wife. And I think you should walk away. Like, you should walk away.
You've crossed so many lines at this point.
Walk away. And so at that point, his friend tries to, like, grab him because he can see the sincerity in my face. And then he goes, no, No.
Oh, no.
How much?
Oh, no.
So now it's getting louder.
Oh, no.
So then now she pulls her phone out, I guess, to record it for safety reasons or whatever the case. So then the dude, at this point, he's starting to make a scene. So I'm like, I'm out. So I grab my lady's hand. We start walking the other way. This man follows me.
No.
When I say follow me, I mean a good, like, 1 to 2 minutes of following me. So at this point, I'm running away, mm-hmm. trying to not get into anything with this guy, because I know it's not going
to
be good for me.
Dude, the restraint you had to have not to just punch him right in his face.
Oh, the restraint I've had to have the last few years. Man, so.
Maybe that's all was testing you.
Patience.
For this moment.
Maybe, right? So I'm turning around. I'm like, there's no way this guy's really following. He's following me. His friend is trying to grab him. He's breaking away. So at this point, I'm like, let's cross the street. We cross the street. He crosses the street with me. That point, it's really nowhere for me to go. So I stopped, and I'm like, I looked at my lady. I was like, I might have to do what I have to do. I never wanted you to see me in this light, but this man is leaving me no choice. So then she's like, no, let's just leave. I'm like, we're trying to leave. I'm not going to run from this guy all night. So when he crosses the street, he gets aggressive with me again. So this time, he gets so close to me that I have to push him. I don't have a choice. So I push him a little harder than I wanted to the point where he falls into his other friend. So at that point, this is the first time I've been in Thailand at this point, maybe 6 or 7 days. This is the first time I've seen a police officer. I've not seen one, which I didn't even think about, but I hadn't seen one. I don't even know where they came from. They came out of nowhere. So as soon as I saw the police officer, I was like, all right, I done put my hands on this man. I don't even know how I'm gonna explain this. I'm done for. The police officer comes out, looks at me and goes, I'm sorry. And I was in shock. Because he must have saw the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he grabs the other guy and he tells him, if you don't go that way, we're going to have to do something about it, whatever the case. And then the guy finally gets it and he walks away and they start going the other way. So at that point, one of the officers just went the other way. The other officer came up to me and said, it was broken English, but I understood it. He said, you know, guys like that with all of that money think they mm-hmm. can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, when you say all that money, what we talking? He said, oh man, you don't know who that is? I said, nah, I don't know these guys at all. He said, oh, those guys are loaded, man. You're talking to like millions and millions. So then I wasn't sure if I made the right decision.
Maurice Mitchell.
I was actually thinking the same thing. So me and my girl are a little quirky. We're a little on the strange side. So if this happened to us in Thailand.
Oh, she so would have played along.
The way I'm playing it out in my head is I listen to this dude and then I whisper in her ear, clearly this isn't going to happen, but can we at least play out what the offer is? Like what he thinks you're worth before we get offended by it. Because I think there would be 10% of her that would be complimented by it, that she's so hot.
I was about to say, like, if I'm your lady, I'm thinking there are two grown men fighting over me. Like, that, I'm taking that as a comp. That's a win for me.
Well, but first, he was like, your girlfriend or lady of the night. So I've been accused of being a hooker. Hopefully a high-end hooker because he has so much money.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm sure he has some kind of like, you know, kind of taste when it comes to women like that.
Are you just a little curious on how much he would have paid?
A lot of curious.
Yeah.
Honestly, if his approach were different, if it wasn't so aggressive and volatile, that probably would have played out very differently.
Dude.
Because I'm always wonder. Like, if she was like, was there a number he could have threw you? $10 million, I mean, we would have had to have a conversation.
So, as your girlfriend, I would have been so turned on by your actions.
Oh, same.
So, we get in the tuk-tuk to go home, and I literally and genuinely, like, embarrassed by how aggressive I had to get. So, I was like, I'm sorry about that. And she was like, sorry.
I know. Yeah. You guys. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R. BORHERS.com/BERT. BORHERS.com/BERT. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If it's a boomerang gift, it doesn't really count. It doesn't. You guys know what boomerang gifts are?
It's like when you re-gift something and then somebody re-gifts it back to you?
No. No, that's not it. It's a gift for you, but it benefits me. That's a boomerang gift, okay? And on Christmas, if you get one or two, you might be like tilting your head. But when it's one after the other after the other, and it comes from your husband, you're like, this isn't even a Christmas for me. This is for you.
Is that how your ex-wife Stacy took all those gifts you got her one year when you took the theme healthy lifestyle a little too far?
No, that wasn't really a boomerang because I didn't care.
Oh, got it. It wasn't really benefiting you.
Yeah, she was working out so hard that I just interpreted like I will just buy her presents that are her passionate hobby right now, which was working out so hard. She was meeting up with these guys at like 6 a.m. They were doing like Navy SEAL workouts. She was like jumping into the Potomac with a knife in her mouth and that black camouflage stuff under her eyes. At least that's the way I envisioned it. So I got her like a scale and then videos like ass of steel, arms of steel.
You lost me at scale.
Yeah, yeah, it was her. She literally was in tears by the end of Christmas. It was that bad.
He made her cry on Christmas Day because of his gifts.
Yeah, it was really that bad. Beth here is in a little bit of a different situation than I was with Stacy all those years ago because it was just one boomerang gift after the next. And I just want to ask you, Beth, just to be a little bit careful here because we got kids listening this early, okay?
Okay, yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so first of all, thank you guys for having me on. And my husband and I have been married for 17 years, and we have 4 wonderful kids. And, you know, I would say in the past, he's been like a decently thoughtful gifter when it comes to Christmas gifts. I mean, I'll get socks, a new outfit, you know, something like that. He's even gotten me jewelry for Christmases past, which has been wonderful. But this Christmas, I feel like he really dropped the ball because the gifts that I received were, let's just say, they had a theme to them, and a lot of it had to do with piano playing.
Okay, and if you're new around here, piano playing is the term that we use for something more intimate. Okay, so
or bedroom intimacy,
right? Exactly. Yeah, not the living room kind.
No.
And definitely not the kitchen kind.
Not the family room kind.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. So, so the gifts that I received were not one, but 2 toys for the bedroom. Mm-hmm. I received a pair of lingerie. Mm-hmm. I've got some revealing underwear. Mm-hmm. And then I got a TV for our bedroom. Okay. And those were my gifts. Uh-huh. None of which I asked for. I really would have preferred perfume and a handbag, but this is what I'm left with.
I just am trying to play this out in my head, Beth. So Christmas morning, you're opening these gifts. Is there anybody else present for your all's Christmas? Like, do you have kids or are you doing this in front of the in-laws? Because those are odd gifts to give somebody for the holiday of Christmas.
Yeah, Nana's in the corner, like, clutching her pearls, like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And Jesus is watching, too, that morning.
Yeah, that, like, those are odd gifts to give on our Lord and Savior's birthday.
Look at it that way. That's fair. Woman's got a good point.
Your anniversary, maybe even your birthday, you can let it slide, but Christmas?
Where did you open these?
It was behind closed doors, for sure.
Okay.
Yes. No, my children were not present for the opening of these gifts. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, I wanted to know if I'm overreacting and being, you know, the a-hole or anything in this situation, because I put a lot of thought into the gifts that I got for my husband for Christmas.
What did you get him, Beth? Just for comparison's sake, please.
Okay, so he's a very outdoorsy person, so I got him like an accessory for his 4-wheeler mm-hmm. that he didn't ask for, but I mean, he can use that by himself, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then I got him something for his green egg, a nice accessory for that, and, you know, some other basic items. But I put a lot of thought into these gifts, and when I received the ones he gave me, I just, my mouth was agape, and I just thought, what is this? What's going on here?
Well, the accessory for the green egg is equivalent to the toy you got for a guy.
Whatever. It is not.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get in his head a little bit because we are so literal, and I'm glad Kristen brought up the story of me and Stacey all those years ago because my interpretation was I was helping, right? Like, but not thinking that it was going to be received as like, oh my God, he wants me to lose weight. He doesn't think that I look good. So just trying to get into his head, what do you think his line of thinking was that wasn't selfish?
I really cannot come to any conclusion other than it did leave me feeling a certain way. I mean, we don't have any problems intimacy-wise.
Okay.
So for him to give those gifts, I either thought, well, he was just buying random crap. And that's the way I really feel about it. But I just don't think he put much thought at all into these gifts because maybe on their own, one gift, you know, out of that bunch would have been fine. But just the culmination.
You said you've been married 17 years. He's never pulled a stunt like this prior.
No, that's why I was flabbergasted. Yes, I thought, what in the world? He's very busy at work. So I thought, again, maybe just the random crap, but...
And you didn't ask him why. After you opened the gifts, and I don't know how well you hid your face or if you were very painfully apparent that these were odd gifts and you were not happy to receive them.
Clearly, he hasn't looked her in the face in 15 years.
But did you ask him why he thought these were going to be good gifts for Christmas?
I did in so many different words, but, you know, I did explain that, you know, the TV's nice, but it's something that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these gifts are beneficial to you and not so much to me. I mean, some of them are, you know, but
right.
It doesn't seem like a me gift. It's a us gift.
Now, I think we'd all agree that you are totally entitled to be in your feels about this one.
1,000%.
He messed this one up.
Yeah.
He missed the mark big time.
You had to ask for that, for him to get that. Yeah.
So if you were looking for confirmation, you just got it, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Well, my birthday's on Friday, so I just cannot wait to see
Brace
what
yourself.
I'm getting.
Well, there's nothing else for him to buy. If that one story keeps going, too. So it's a pretty good bet.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I had to have a little therapy session this morning in the studio because I couldn't quite figure out why this story is just hitting me in all the wrong buttons. And Kristen and I and Cassie and I were talking about this earlier. But for some reason, I am just kind of incapable of being unbiased at this point. I don't know why I'm going so hard for the Justin Baldoni camp in this Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni lawsuit, complaint, other lawsuit, this entire mess. I just really feel passionate about Justin Baldoni's side.
But did I nail it?
What's the evidence that's piling up for you right now to like, you're like, okay, he's in right here.
So Rebecca and I actually had a very passionate discussion about this yesterday because we're on different sides. She is very much in Blake Lively's camp, and I really feel for some reason so strongly about Justin Baldoni, and I have every reason to not be. Like, I am a big proponent of like believing women and believing what they say, and also like Blake Lively is, you know, in Taylor Swift's camp, and I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, and so of course, like, you know, I have some allegiance there. But I think for me what's been difficult is that, like, for a lot of the things that came up in Justin Baldoni's lawsuit, I feel like I've been able to see them with my own eyes, and Blake's complaint really relies on context and fully believing what somebody says happened. Whereas if somebody is then refuting those claims, it does just plant doubt in your mind. And I think also to the extent of her saying that her public image was all due to Justin Baldoni does feel like an insult on my intelligence as somebody who watched all the interviews and came to her own conclusion about Blake Lively after watching them, that it does just feel like it is an attempt to save a reputation that she created.
Is there, because there's a lack of accountability there? Like, yes, maybe there was something going on with the smear campaign, but you also have to take ownership of how you interacted and how you acted throughout the publicity portion of this movie.
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, she's saying, well, they told me to market it that way. But then in Justin's lawsuit, he's saying, well, I was withheld from those meetings. I wasn't even allowed to have a say in the marketing, so don't blame it on me. So I think the more that I learn, the more that I see how much context is changing the things that she's saying. And believe me, like, I'm not saying that those things did not happen to her. I'm just saying that with the two sides that I've seen, I just have so much more doubt on her side. And I feel like a bad woman saying that. I really do.
And I are in the same boat.
But Kristen and I were talking about why we have these strong feelings. And I think it's because of what you brought up.
Because I like to get to the why, right? Of why do we feel like we have more allegiance towards Justin Baldoni than Blake Lively? Because as you were saying, we're like, listen, this is not affecting my life in any way, shape, or form. So why do I care so much? Why am I invested so much? X, Y, Z. And I asked Abby, I go, do you think maybe like subconsciously because of how you and I were treated by mean girls in elementary, middle, and high school, the popular girls, i.e. the Blake Lively girls, and that, you know, they would say things that were untrue about us to make us look bad to other people, that maybe we have a bias towards her because of the way those type of women treated us when we were younger.
And I was like, I think you are spot on, because I had something, I mean, from a very, very minute scale, like happened to me in high school, basically a smear campaign against me in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think people, when people say believe all women, there's typically a power dynamic at play where the woman is typically the underdog or doesn't have the upper hand in the situation. And it's completely flipped in this scenario where I feel like Justin Baldoni is the, I can't really call him a victim because, again, we need to see these play out in court. But, like, he doesn't have as much power in this scenario.
No, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds definitely hold the power in this particular dynamic for sure. And I think, too, like, as you see everything roll out, for me, it's like you have the evidence, but then finding out, like, the text messages were doctored. And I'm like, that just negates everything you said. Like, how am I supposed to believe you when we come to find out that you doctored the text messages to push your narrative?
And a lot of people are like, well, it's just an emoji. It's just an emoji. This is so dumb that you're going to now like flip sides because of an emoji. But I'm like, to me, it shows a deliberate attempt to skew the narrative. Mm-hmm. And again, I tend to make everything about Taylor Swift, but like this exact same thing happened to Taylor Swift with the Kanye phone call. Like, she was on the phone with Kanye, but they edited it. They doctored that phone call. And Blake Lively is one of Taylor Swift's best friends. And to see that attempt from her legal team, mm-hmm. I'm like, you're literally like Kanye Westing him.
And I feel like you and I are on the same page too. It's like, we don't have like blinding allegiance to Justin. I think his camp did things wrong. I think her camp did things wrong. And I think when you look at it overall, I just feel myself swaying more towards believing what he is saying in his lawsuit. I feel like hers is more of a grab just to salvage her her character.
Yeah. And so anyway, I feel like a bad lady. We didn't have any time to get to what I actually wanted to talk about. So on the next Entertainment Buzz, I'm going to tell you what Justin Baldoni's attorney says he is going to bring when he finally sues Blake Lively directly. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This Memorial Day, shop one of Avocado's biggest mattress sales of the year and fall in love with sleep again. At Avocado, better sleep starts with better materials. Our certified organic mattresses are crafted without compromise, using high-quality organic materials that bring comfort and support into perfect balance. No polyurethane foams, no shortcuts, just a cleaner, more natural sleep experience that your body will appreciate night after night, so you fall asleep more easily, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling refreshed and ready for the day ahead. That's sleep with purpose. This Memorial Day, discover what it means to truly sleep well. Upgrade and save up to 20% on our award-winning mattresses. Shop the Memorial Day sale now and get up to 20% off at avocadomattress.com or select retailers nationwide. Visit avocadomattress.com. That's avocadomattress.com.